Find any good holiday deals on this Cyber Monday so far? While you're busy shopping, crooks are busy trying to rip you off online. So far this year, there have been at least 6.3 million data breaches reported just in our area. That is a record. We talk about protecting yourself as you shop online with Cyber Scout founder Adam Levin, co-host of the What the Hack podcast. He says the supply chain problems have created new scams.
Here's something that you can't find anyplace else, but lucky for you, you clicked on this link and you came to us. And we're not going to get you what you've been dreaming about for your kids, but more importantly, we're going to give it to you at a price you couldn't have imagined. If you see either one of those, run. Because what they're trying to do is take advantage of your desperation for a product in order to steal your information or steal your financial information. Also, this is a time where there are faked gift cards, there are, quote, free gift cards, deeply discounted gift cards. Very dangerous.
But as you say, there might be some entities out here promising you that toy that nobody else seems to have, and they may have an unfamiliar name. That could be a red flag that if it's not Macy's or Target or something, you quickly look that up before you go any further.
Without question, if you go to any website and it doesn't seem to be particularly familiar because you've come there by way of clicking on a link or by somebody saying, hey, I went to this website, be very careful. That's why it's so important to, first of all, go to the legitimate retailers, the iconic retailers that you're used to going to, and make sure you've typed in the right address. You see the lock, you see HTTPS. It's also important, read reviews. Make sure that you pay particular attention to the negative reviews and just keep following up to make absolutely sure you went to the right place, you got the product or that you were looking for. And again, if a price or a scarce product seems too good to be true, it's highly likely that it's not a real deal.
And paying by credit card gives you a level of protection.
Very important to pay by credit card versus debit card, because with a credit card, it's their money. With a debit card, it's your money. And even if the bank agrees with you that you were a victim of some form of scam, many banks take a few days in order to conduct an investigation. And while they're conducting that investigation, your money's tied up. And this money could be what you need to pay for holiday food, for gifts, your mortgage payment, your rent payment, your tuition payment, your grocery payment. So that's why it's better to use a credit card. You get more time to review. And credit cards are generally zero liability, as opposed to debit cards, which it depends upon when you reported the problem.
Security expert Adam Levin, he co-hosts the What the Hack podcast. He was on Skype. Read more about Cyber Monday shopping at WTOP.com. Search what else? Cyber Monday.